of the story. Tony pulled the trigger. The BB gun recoiled with a sharp jolt from its spring, and 10 yards away, a tiny sparrow fluttered and fell from its perch. The boy ran to pick it up, and as he held it, the bird was gasping its last precious breaths, and then suddenly the little creature lay still in his cupped hands. There was no reason for what Tony had done, and then and there he knew it. And then and there he decided he would never go hunting again. The 12-year-old's tears have long since dried, and yet the ache in his heart never quite went away. It remains to remind, and it does remind him, and it has inspired one of the world's most influential animal advocates. In fact, Tony would rather be late to work than leave one of his pets unattended. He and wife Elaine and their two daughters have quite a menagerie to attend, 4 adopted cats and 2 toy poodles rescued from a circus, a once homeless snake named Romeo and a white rat named Juliet. You can't tell Tony that circuses treat their animals well. His 2 dogs are ample evidence to the contrary, one of them so physically abused, a toy poodle now, that an extensive series of surgeries was necessary to heal his hurts. The other dog has been so traumatized that now, even after 4 years of tender, loving care, Tony still has to crouch down on the floor beside her and soothingly coax her into eating. Neither animal had ever seen a veterinarian until Tony and Elaine took him in. The couple have been active in what they call the animal protection movement for more than 15 years. Of the many issues comprised therein, anti-fur has become a priority for Tony. With a marketplace brimming with effective alternatives, fur is clearly no longer needed for warmth or for adornment, he says. Neither he nor Elaine would ever buy a dog or a cat from a pet store. Too many abandoned animals who need homes, they insist. In fact, it was they who, following last year's San Francisco earthquake, started a fund to care for the many animals who were lost or injured during that disaster. Their children, 10-year-old Bianca and Devin, age 7, are following closely in their parents' footsteps. Instead of collecting Halloween candy, they trick-or-treat for donations to the local SPCA. And, of course, they're included when the family participates in public demonstrations for animal rights, whether it means carrying signs or marching in the rain. Last Thanksgiving weekend, Tony spoke for the voiceless to an enthusiastic crowd in Northern California. He reminded the assembled of those who had needlessly suffered and died that year, 100,000 elephants for their ivory, 23 million animals from the steel jaws of traps, another 80 million in the hands of fur ranchers, 400 million by the weapons of hunters. For once upon a time, there was a very small hunter named Tony, who fired a BB into the breast of a sparrow. And saddened thereby, he was to devote a large part of his life to proclaiming the anguish of those who cannot. Tony's fight on their behalf is one he means to win. And Tony, as you will realize in about 17 seconds from now, is a man who knows about winning. For this gentleman with strength to spare and to share is also the uncompromising baseball field marshal who led his Oakland A's to last year's World Series championship, manager Tony La Russa. And now you know the rest of the story.